New Orleans residents plan two different marches tomorrow to protest a crime wave that's claimed 9 lives so far in 2007. Mayor Ray Nagin yesterday announced some stepped-up crime-fighting measures, but residents, still staggering from the devastation of Hurricane Katrina, were skeptical and angry. The killings have grabbed national headlines, further complicating the city's effort to bring tourists and economic development back to the storm-battered city. The crime spree comes 7 months after the Louisiana National Guard joined forces with police to patrol the city's streets. Laura Maggi has been covering the crime wave for the Times-Picayune in New Orleans. She joins us now from the newsroom. And Laura, what's going on behind this crime spree? Is there any explanation behind the spike in homicides?
No, not really. We actually had a lot of homicides last year in 2006. I think we're calculating 162. Obviously, since the beginning of the year, there's been more than the trend was last year as well, but it's unclear exactly what is going on. I mean, most of the homicides are the typical ones that you see in New Orleans, where it's a young man killed on the street, police say possibly drug-related. But the ones that seem to have outraged citizens the most, a member of the Hot 8 brass band was killed at the end of last year, and then also a woman was shot in her house in the Marigny neighborhood, which is one very close to the French Quarter.
Laura, help us put these numbers into context. When you talk about 9 homicides so far in 2007, is that significant because the population of New Orleans is still relatively small?
It is, and that's a lot for, well, what are we on, the 10th day of the year? So that's almost one a day. That's big for a city even of New Orleans' former size, which would have been about 460,000 people. Last year, the 162 murders we had, that's a really high amount for a city of, let's say, 230,000 people. We don't exactly know how many people are back, so it's hard to do the sort of per capita analysis that is typical when you talk about murders. But that's high. We would be higher per capita than most major cities.
Well, Mayor Nagin's stepped-up crime-fighting plan calls for putting more officers on the street. Where will those officers come from? Are they just going to shift positions, or are they actually trying to bring police officers back to New Orleans, police officers who maybe moved on with their families?
Well, there is a recruitment campaign that's been going on for the past month or so, and they are trying to get more officers to sort of build back up to about 1,600. They also are talking about moving people from desk jobs to patrol jobs, at least for part of the week.
Well, in terms of recruitment, how do you get officers to return to New Orleans? The governor talked about an incentive package with the $300 or $400 salary supplements, but that plan went nowhere.
Well, I think it is going to be tough. I mean, and the reason it's going to be tough is because this is a hard place to live. Getting a place down here can be very difficult. They are trying to make pitches in terms of helping officers with getting homes, and the salary has been improved on the local level. They've given the police a raise, but it will be something that's difficult. I think just advertising for it is probably something that they're going to need to put more focus on in terms of trying to get people maybe from across the country who maybe want to come here out of some kind of sense of civic duty.
Laura, before we say goodbye, could you briefly tell us about those marches planned for tomorrow?
There's a couple marches, and one is supposed to start at the house of Helen Hill, who is one of the people who has been killed since the beginning of the year. And then another march is starting, and I'm not exactly sure from which location they're starting, but they're both supposed to sort of convene on City Hall. People who are involved in them say that they're expecting a pretty big turnout and that they're hoping a lot of people go to sort of express their need for city leaders to really do something to address the problem.
Laura, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was Laura Maggi. She's been covering the crime wave in New Orleans for the New Orleans Times-Picayune.